It can be a devastating moment for any parent to discover that their child is experimenting with drugs or alcohol. However, it is important to approach the situation with a clear head and an understanding of the facts surrounding youth substance use. Studies show that the earlier a child begins to experiment with substances, the higher the risk of developing a substance use disorder. However, it is important to remember that not all youth who experiment with drugs or alcohol will develop an addiction. There is a spectrum when it comes to addiction, and it is essential to recognize the signs of a potential problem. Unfortunately, residential care for kids struggling with substance use disorder is not available in North Bay. However, there are centers in Ontario that specialize in working with youth. Community Counseling Center of Nipissing, CCCN, provides services to help youth. CCCN youth addictions worker Lindsay Moore explains, "It is essential to recognize that substance use is often a coping mechanism for underlying mental health issues or trauma. Seeking professional help to address any underlying issues will be crucial to an individual's recovery." Key warning signs: use of drugs or alcohol at school, a loss of interest in leisure activities, relationship breakdowns at home, and changes in peer groups. Moore says, if you are concerned that your child may have a substance use problem, it is recommended to first take a step back followed by a breather. Don't approach your child right away. When the time is right, have an open conversation with them without judgment. Listen to their experiences and try to understand why they are using substances. When communicating with an adolescent child, express concerns in a loving manner and let them know that you care about them. By using a 5-to-1 ratio, meaning 5 positive comments to 1 negative comment, you can establish a healthy and trusting relationship with your child. How to help children avoid substance use disorder? Giving children an environment that promotes a sense of belonging and healthy attachments is critical. Moore says, encourage them to participate in clubs, sports, and other activities where they can develop healthy relationships with other youth and with trusted adults. It is also vital for them to have an adult they can trust and talk to, even if it is not always a parent. Have a child who already struggles with substance use? It is important to continue to have an open conversation with them and ask what they need. Again, showing them love and compassion without judgment is important. You may need to reach out to external resources, such as school counselors and qualified CCCN staff, to help them connect with the right supports. Children are so impressionable. Therefore, it is important to recognize that your substance use choices can affect your child's behavior. Modeling healthy behaviors and having family meals together can go a long way in adding protective factors to your child's life. Being present and aware is half the battle. Listen to your children and have healthy dialogue. Let them express themselves and always seek to understand. Remember, substance use disorder is often a coping mechanism for underlying issues. Need help? Contact CCCN at 705-472-6515 or email info@cccnip.com.